Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm back again. Glad I could be back with you today. Glad that you've tuned in today, taking the time to listen to the program. Well, I am in my vehicle. I have been driving for the last hour, and I am just about to make it home. I'm sitting, actually, at the Barnwell County Airport. Barnwell County does have an airport. I'm sitting right at it. It looks, you know, quite auspicious. I'm just sitting here looking at the palm trees, and it looks like a World War II helicopter here, mounted here at the front of the airport, and the flags and so forth, and the tanks. Well, I didn't make it all the way home. I had a lot of interruption in my phone service. I was trying to broadcast from some other areas, and I did not, you know, want to get too far away from my broadcast time, and so I'm sitting here kind of enjoying the scenery and broadcasting on Setting the Record Straight. You know, there was a story that I overlooked last night. I did see it on Facebook. I believe a number of outlets may have talked about the story. One was News One. I know that's Roland Martin's program. It was someone else. I can't. Maybe Reverend Sharpton's Facebook page talked about the new young black female that was appointed as a judge here in South Carolina. And I saw the story, and, you know, sometimes my physical reaction, I guess, overtook my need to respond in that regard, because I did have a couple of people inquire with me about what I thought about the story. Well, I'm very happy for the young lady. I really would congratulate her about being appointed as a judge here in South Carolina. The concerns. And I tell you, I backed away from even talking about the story because I did not want anyone to think that, you know, I was jealous, had some sour lemons or something. And so, you know, my mom always taught me, if you can't say anything good about someone, then don't say anything at all. Well, as a friendly critique of this young lady, and I'm very happy about her accomplishment, is this. This is a very young woman, 25 years of age, and I really did look at a second article after someone else asked me some questions about the young lady and what I thought about the historical appointment of a black female here to the bench in South Carolina. Well, I think it's great, like I said before. I have some issues, though, about it, and they pretty much fall along the lines of those issues that I've already had with the judiciary here in Michigan. One is that we want, and we should want, even if you don't have that much knowledge, an independent judiciary. And we should fight for an independent judiciary. I think we think it's a given when we walk into the courtroom. I don't think we see the hidden pressures on judges of such as here in South Carolina. I'm not as aware. I'm familiar with the South Carolina judicial system as a practitioner only. But I've seen some of the decisions that come out of the courts here, and I can very well say that they're just as prone to injustice just as the Michigan judges and courts are. But what I want to say about the young lady, and this is a critique and it's a friendly one, is that I was surprised by her age, even though I was one, graduated from law school at 23, I was a lawyer. And she's 25. This young woman is educated. Now, I understand that she attended the College of Charleston. I don't know what her major was. Like me, an undergraduate at the University of Michigan, I pretty much tried to prep myself by having a political science major. And I don't know what this young lady's background was. What concerned me about the appointment was this. First of all, it was an appointment. And I know from my experience as a practitioner and as a judge that appointed judges feel maybe an unspoken obligation to make decisions in accord with the general status quo judiciary. And they're a little bit more hesitant to make what I would say, because you're dealing with a court system that is not used to judges making controversial decisions. Even though judges can establish new precedents in the law when so warranted, okay? So, it's pretty much unheard of for a judge to acquit a defendant in a murder trial. I mean, you hear the evidence. You know what the evidence is saying or not saying. A judge that's independent, a judge that's neutral and detached, should be able to make a decision that, look, the evidence is lacking. This murder case is dismissed. And believe me, as a practitioner in the South Carolina judicial system, I did and had such a case and still have it, where a judge, even though the evidence was very much lacking, has a duty to acquit the defendant. And you know, we need a strong judiciary here as well. What my concern is with the young lady is that she's very young. It doesn't appear that she had a legal education. And let me tell you something about a legal education, a law school education. It's like, unlike anything you've probably ever experienced. And, you know, I've told the stories where I prepared myself for the legal industry just diving into anything that was legal. Free legal aid clinic, I worked as a law I'm sorry, as a gopher at the front door, and then working as a legal secretary in a law firm, working as a law clerk, anything that was legal where I could learn the trade and kind of acquaint myself with what I was getting into. When I entered law school, it made no difference whatsoever. It still felt like I was entered into a foreign land, into a foreign concept that I'd never heard before. There was terminology like civil procedure, and a lot of law is rooted and grounded in and the Latin language, you know. And so I believe that a trained lawyer would have been a better appointment here, even if it's a black female, a trained lawyer, a lawyer that had some experience practicing in the court system. I don't know. Even when I was elected as a judge and having all the experience I had, I did go to judge's school, but it does not acquaint you with the very intricacies of practicing law and the rules and procedures that is required. One has to acquaint oneself with them. Now, this woman not being she's a neophyte essentially, and a woman that does not have a legal background as far as I can see. And I've read the news reports, which were very brief, but did lend itself to telling me what her educational background was. And only licensed attorneys can practice law, represent other attorneys. She is in a municipal court. That is good because municipal courts deal with traffic infractions, and there's not as much discretion that is needed as when a full judge presides in like a traffic accident case or something. Thing is that she might do good in that regard because traffic cases carry the same fines and like I said, she would have to sit in discretion though as to whether someone is responsible or not responsible. So what she has is really a glorified magistrate position, even though they call it a judge position. Here in South Carolina, actually, there are public judicial positions that mirror that of a judge. However, with respect to areas of probate, municipal courts here, those are kind of like form practice venues and basically filling out forms and the same thing over and over, like I said, with a limited discretion. So non-lawyers persons can be judges in South Carolina. My who has a master's of business administration did make a bid for a run for probate judge here in South Carolina. So the law is a little different here. Because it's form practice, that means it's all forms, form after form after form. Discretion is a little bit less. I wondered why they did not appoint a full-fledged licensed attorney to that seat. It would have been much more beneficial to the people. And like I said, I believe that it may lend itself to her having limited discretion in her position. But nevertheless, she has been appointed in history. And so maybe things are changing. One can never tell. I'm certainly not going to be the one to throw water on the fire there because it's a very positive first step, in my opinion, regarding the appointment of that young lady. It's easily South Carolina. It's not a big city or anything, but it's sizable. And so hopefully she will have much success in her position. South Carolina may be moving forward and trying to equalize the number of judges that are Afro-American on the bench as a whole and at large. And so I'm grateful for that, even though, like I said, I have some concern as to how she's going to do, given she does not have an extensive legal background. I think the best practitioners, and I think a lot of my colleagues will agree, are those that best judges are the practitioners that have really gotten their feet wet in the legal area, and they make greater judges because of the fact they're more acquainted with things and just empathize a little bit more with the attorneys that are practicing law in that courtroom. So overall, history has been made, and I celebrate it with her as an addition here to South Carolina. So that is all I have to say today. I'm a little limited sitting here at the airport and not at my computer and my online studio that I normally have. But I thank you for tuning into the program this evening. If you would like to listen to a rebroadcast of this episode, you may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight 2015. Please feel free to ask questions, give me comments, or whatever you would like to do via email. That's a communication, and it is bks1233@outlook.com. Well, thank you again for listening, and have a blessed evening. Talk to you next time.